Today, we're unpacking a story that shook up the AI industry this week. Apple just lost one of its top AI executives, Ruming Pang, to Meta. And not just any executive, he was leading Apple's foundation models team. This isn't just another LinkedIn job hop. This is a red flag, a signal flare, and honestly, kind of a gut punch to Apple's already stumbling AI strategy. Let's break this down. Who is Ruming Pang? Pang joined Apple in 2021 from Alphabet, Google's parent company, and was basically Apple's secret weapon in the foundational models arms race. If you're not familiar with that term, foundation models are those big, versatile AI systems, think GPT, Gemini, Claude, that can be fine-tuned for almost anything. Pang wasn't just playing with Siri commands, he was leading the charge for the future of Apple's AI. And now, he's heading to Meta, specifically to Meta's superintelligence group, which sounds like the villain division from a Bond movie, but is actually Meta's hardcore AI research unit. And yeah, Meta's been on a hiring spree lately. This is just the latest scalp. Let's be real. Apple's AI story lately has been shaky at best. While Microsoft's out here dropping Copilot into every app it owns, and Meta's turning Instagram into an AI playground, Apple's announcements have been more like, Siri will now sound slightly less confused. Their AI news at WWDC 2025, mostly reactive, ChatGPT integration, that's outsourcing, that's saying, we don't have our own foundation models ready, so let's rent one. That's not leadership, that's survival mode. I mean, we're talking about a company that once prided itself on vertical integration and now it's leaning on OpenAI to fill the gap. Losing Pang is symbolic. It's like losing the quarterback mid-game, except Apple wasn't even winning. Let's talk Meta. Love or hate Zuckerberg, the man plays the long game. Meta's investing billions in AI. Their Llama models are open source, scalable, and getting real traction in the developer community. And now with this new super intelligence team, they're not just chasing OpenAI, they're trying to leapfrog it. Pang joining Meta sends a clear message. That's where the real cutting edge AI work is happening right now. This is the kind of poaching move you make when you know your team has momentum. Meta's not just building AI, they're building an AI narrative. Apple's just trying to write theirs.
So why should we care? Because the next 5 years of consumer tech will be defined by whoever wins the AI platform race. And it's not just about having a good chatbot. It's about who powers your smart home, who builds the next-gen wearable assistant, who automates your life better, smarter, and more privately. If Apple can't build that platform in-house, it risks becoming a premium hardware shell running other people's intelligence. And as a dev, that matters to me. Apple's whole appeal was the ecosystem, the promise that everything worked together because Apple made the hardware and the software. If they start falling behind in AI, that ecosystem weakens. The culture clash. Here's the other piece, culture. Apple is famously secretive, controlled, risk averse, great for product polish, not great for fast moving, open source fueled AI development. Meta, it's messy, but it's also shipping. It's open sourcing. It's failing in public, but learning fast. Pang choosing Meta over Apple says something deeper than better paycheck. It's about freedom, about building without a muzzle. And that should scare Apple leadership way more than they're letting on. Is this the beginning of the end for Apple AI? Okay, dramatic question, but fair. Apple's AI reputation right now, it's like watching your favorite team fumble every play while everyone else scores touchdowns. But here's the catch. Apple still has massive strengths. The chip architecture, the privacy ethos, the user base. If, and it's a big if, they can stop the talent bleed, restructure internally, and maybe finally let Siri grow up, they're not out of the fight. But if more execs like Pang keep jumping ship, it's going to be a long road back. What I'd do if I ran Apple AI? All right, imagine I'm sitting in Tim Cook's seat. Here's my three-part plan. Rebuild the team. Fast track internal promotions, Go find passionate AI leaders who want to stay, fire, build boldly. Stop playing defense. Either acquire a foundation model startup or launch a truly open model yourself. Partnering with OpenAI is training wheels. I'd open the doors, let developers in. Apple's AI APIs are a black box. If they want to stay relevant, they need to empower developers to build cool stuff on their platform. So yeah, Peng leaving is a blow, but maybe it's the wake-up call Apple needs. In the meantime, Meta's looking more and more like the place where the future is actually being written. That's it for today's episode of Tech Pulse with Eli. If you like this breakdown, drop a follow and check out the show notes for more stories I'm tracking this week. I'm Eli. Stay curious, build smart, and don't outsource your intelligence. Catch you next time.